Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie Martin.
And me, Tessa.
Yay!
And Dr. Alison.
The tortoise, she's here, she's roaming around, you'll probably hear her.
Our live-in producer.
She doesn't do anything.
She's dog shit.
The worst producer.
But she's on the payroll.
She's making bank. More than us. It's been an immersive experience. We are filming it in my flat, as ever. So apologies if there's any background noise, weird children sounds. I've got a lot of weird children in my flat, guys.
She keeps them here.
I keep them here. This
episode... Tell me about the nice hat.
Oh, yes. I've bought a hat from a podcast mic, and it looks like a Russian socialite of leisure.
It looks exquisite.
It's beautiful. And I just... Apparently it's supposed to stop, because whenever me and Tessa laugh, there's this big, like, noise, it's supposed to stop that. But also, I think it just...
Who cares?
Just looks so cute.
It looks so good.
So cute.
Glamorous. It really takes your breath away. And it's so much softer than you imagine.
Yeah, it's not real fur. But today's episode we're going to do is how to be vegan, which, you know, is a topic very close to my heart, because I'm constantly trying to do it. However, before we start, we're doing a live... So we're gonna go on a break over summer from June 10th onwards, and to signify the end of this, well, I suppose the beginning of the break, we're doing a live podcast on the South Bank at the Spiegel Tent for the South
Bank
Festival.
Beautiful Spiegel Tent.
It's gonna be so fun, and it's on the 10th of June.
In the circus tent.
We don't know what the topic is going to be, but it'll be something really great. And
Probably make it up on the day,
yeah, as normal. But tickets are, if you go to our Twitter page or if you just go on the South Bank Festival, Udderbelly Festival website, you can find it on there. Just search for Nobody Panic. And just, we'd love to see you there.
We'd love to see you.
It's going
to
be our sort of
kick
last
off
hurrah.
The summer with us.
Before we enter hibernation. I'll be hibernating. I also won't be doing the next couple of episodes. Tess is going to rope in some co-hosts. Because I'm taking some time out to become a wellness blogger. I'm not. But like, I'm just taking some time out. But then I'll be there for the live one. So any fans of Stevie, just come on down and cheer me.
It'll just be me and Alison holding the fort.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So before we get into veganism, what...
Come on down.
Come on down. A. B. What's your adult thing?
My adult thing is twofold.
Oh.
Yes. Got myself an oyster.
Great.
Delicious. No, an Oyster card.
Okay.
Have been using my debit card.
Okay.
And then thought, I think it actually is cheaper if I put a bunch of money on.
Oyster card, for non-London listeners, is where you tap in and tap out of the old underground tube. I use my debit card. Contactless. I'm 2019.
And 2010.
Yeah.
I've got myself an Oyster.
So it is cheaper.
Because... It turns out I've also got, this is why it's twofold, the young person's rail card, the elder group.
Oh, yes. It's like, hang on. As a 25-year-old.
Sophomore year. The returning, what's it called when you are an elder learner?
Oh, postgrad.
Yeah, postgrad. Mature student.
Yeah.
So I'm in the mature young person group.
Mm-hmm.
And,
25s.
And you can stay... Yeah, no shame. If you take the train ever, it's so useful.
Yeah, that is.
But you can also attach it to your Oyster card.
That's great.
So that
yes.
means you get a third off all of your underground travel.
Oh my God, guys, get an Oyster.
Get in.
Yeah, if you are under, I don't know, 30, is that?
It's 20. The young one is under 25s, and then the older one is 20. The older group so tragic being in the older group, the 26 to 30.
Okay, fine. That's great. Yeah, definitely don't use your
and
debit card.
And it says you have to register it. And I was like, oh, boring. How long is that going to take?
2 minutes.
And I went, 2 minutes. Yeah, I went to a man. Just found any old guy to help out.
That's how you register. You just ask a man.
And he'll show you. Mm. Ideally, he is a TFL worker on the underground.
Hopefully.
And he just presses some buttons for you. Mm. And then bing, bang, bong. And you're travelling. That's it. That's it.
What a great afternoon that will have been for you. Cool. Great.
What? Is your adult thing?
Wait, was that twofold? I felt like that was one fold.
No, the first fold...
The oyster, so connected.
Yeah, the connected. The first fold is the getting the young person's rail card, and the second step is taking the further step to be an adult woman travelling on the underground with an oyster card.
Okay, I really like that. I've forgotten
cheaply.
Mine. I've forgotten mine.
Just take a moment.
And my adult thing is obviously, I've already mentioned, bought a hat from a podcast
It's
mic.
A fantastic thing.
Thought about it, bought it.
You have been thinking about it for a really long time.
Every time I edit it, I'm like, what's that horrible sound? Just like, get a hat.
Get a hat. I think taking the actual step to doing a thing that you've been thinking about for ages
so tricky.
Is so huge. That every day you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that is very true.
And you write it on your endless to-do list, but you actually did it, Stephen.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you. I think I'm going to cry.
If those tears, I could not drink them because they're... animal products. It was a weird segue.
Better than mine, which was just vegan.
Those tears will be pure and environmentally friendly.
They will be.
Because you're a vegan.
Thank you. Well, no, so well. I'm half vegan. Quite bad at it. Because, this episode is basically like how to go vegan. But if you're not interested in going vegan, I think it'll just be a great laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, stay for the gags.
Stay for the gags, as always. Yeah. But I think
but go vegan.
I think every one of us should be making a step towards it.
Yeah, that is so true.
And I think it's something that...
even if that is just like one night a week, you're like, maybe I won't have meat.
Exactly.
That's a positive.
So a sort of one baby step in the right direction. And also, it obviously gets a terrible rap, being a vegan.
God, so boring.
And then in the last couple of years, it's been very much the sort of mainstay. Many, many, many comedians have done a joke to the equivalent of like, are there any vegans in tonight? No, of course there are. We'd already know about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's another one week. 2 weeks. They've fainted. A lot of that.
It's good stuff because the average comedy audience is like, yes, another burger.
Denise in the office is a twat. Yes. She's a vegan.
And unfortunately, sometimes there is a crossover between the twats and the vegans.
Oh, but there's twats everywhere.
Absolutely. But when you do find... of course. It's no way to say that if you're a vegan, you're a twat.
Absolutely not.
But sometimes you do meet someone really annoying. Gotcha. And when they're a vegan, you go, of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. And that is such
a
shame.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As a vegan, are you?
And you're like, oh, what a shame for the vegan community. Who are,
yes,
without a doubt, doing the best thing.
Doing
the Lord's work. So for us to be like, the boring group.
Well, with the climate change thing, which we're not going to go too deep into... because it's frightening. Tessa's got some scary facts.
The world's on fire.
The world's on fire. That's fact one. But we now sort of, for ages, I think I felt a bit like, oh yes, climate change and the world is quite bad. But there's so many things. Which one to pick? What can I do to help? And then now we do know now.
Yes.
It's air travel, eating meat, and don't know, there was another one. Oh, having a baby. That's probably quite a bad one as well.
It's less,
those three.
No, sorry, it's less having a baby, because I was looking into this.
Oh, yeah.
Being like, well, I can never
It's
conceive.
More moulding a baby.
Yeah. It's less than having the baby, because if you are yourself having a baby or desperately want a baby, it's more the responsible living of the baby.
Yes.
You know, there's a statistic that like 12 billion people, even though obviously the population is expanding and at such an enormous rate,
and good luck to everyone.
And good luck to us all,
yes,
is what we say. You know, there's however many billion of us. We could quite easily live contentedly and happily and not fuck up the planet. No problem. And a million people could do untold damage.
Right.
So it's less about the having the people. It's that when we have the people, you raise that baby responsibly.
Yeah, and it's so difficult because things like just nappies, like, you know, yeah, of course you could get like... compostable nappies, but they're like so expensive.
Yes.
And that baby is going through some naps, you know, like
absolutely
racking out that shit. So you need to change them constantly, and just that, I mean, there's a million other things, but like nothing is set up for normal people with normal incomes or below average incomes, especially. You have to just buy the cheapest stuff, and the cheapest stuff is bad for the environment.
A McDonald's cheeseburger is 89 pence. Oh, it's absolutely delicious.
It is delicious.
Or you could go to Whole Foods and spend $4.99 on a cacao bowl. A bowl. A one tiny ball that is the size of a ping pong ball. And eat and be like, well, that was rancid.
I went to... There's a theatre in London South Bank, quite close to where we're doing our live podcast, called the National Theatre. And I went in there, just popped in there for a snack. I was seeing a show.
Just pop into the National for a cacao.
But I'm vegan and there wasn't anything there that I could eat apart from like a pot of hummus, but nothing to dip it in. So I was like, this is rubbish. No, because there was no spoon. I was a bit like, I don't want to be seen in the Nash.
Licking a hummus bowl.
Being like, oh. So I bought, I was like, oh, there's this new sort of like vegan chocolate bar. Cool. Bought it. $3.99. Mm. And it was the size of my finger. Like, it was tiny. And then when you opened the sustainable packaging, it said, you've just planted a tree. I was like, well, that's nice.
Thank you.
But why can't we plant trees with like cheap chocolate? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why is it only rich people who were able to buy, and I'm not even a rich person. I nearly choked when she said $3.99, please. But I was so embarrassed that I did the thing that I always do, which is like, great, absolute bargain, if I'm honest. Well, I can't stand
once you
it.
Bought me a chocolate frog from a sweet shop.
Oh, yeah, did I?
Yeah.
Did I complain about it?
No, you didn't. You kept it quiet. Right. But then it was like a Harry Potter chocolate frog.
Yes.
And I said, thank you, that's what a lovely treat. Thank you so much. And then the back said like $7.99.
Yes.
And I was like, Stevie, did you pay this much for this frog? And you were like, oh, yes. And I was like, why did you do that? And you're like, because at the till she said it was...
She said 24 number.
Three frogs, 24 pounds, or whatever. And you were like,
absolute bargain.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
I get
for your
very
time.
Upset at the till and I can't back out.
No, well, so what number one? Back out at the till.
Yeah, how to go vegan. Number one, back out the till.
Have the strength to back out the till. Number two, one of the problems of fantastic corporations like these tree planting shitty chocolate people is that when you try and do a good thing, people get themselves very into doing all of the good things.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's like, we're doing this vegan chocolate, and then it's like, and therefore our paper needs to be sustainable, and we don't have any plastic, and we need to do all of these things, and then the costs just rack up because you're trying to do all of the stuff perfectly. Yeah.
And that's kind of the same as a person. If I, for example, I was going to say, I keep saying like, I'm vegan. I'm not, because I struggle, when I don't eat eggs, I struggle to get protein in, so I get quite ill, and that's just me being a bad vegan, because you can get enough protein. That's one of the things that people are always like, well, how do you get protein? You absolutely can, but I'm lazy, and as we've spoken about many times on the podcast, I don't really cook very well. I'm not great business. Whereas if I have like four eggs and an omelette in the morning, you're like, right, well, I'm on my way. I'm a go. In order to offset it, my guilt, I have to buy incredibly expensive eggs. That's just my burden. That's how I choose to offset the like, oh god, I eat eggs. I just buy like, I don't know, they're all like named.
Yes.
This is Barbara.
If you are trying to get into good eggs, the Burford House, the Clarence
That's
House
the one
ones,
that I get.
Of course.
Are they are good eggs,
Prince Charles selects them himself.
Oh my god. Wow, that must take so much time.
Yeah.
That's why I look so tired all the time.
Exhausted. He's trying so hard. But no, it's so easy to do various like loopholes with raising chickens that are like, they're organic corn-fed chickens. You know, like, how delicious. But it was like probably injected into their eyeballs out in a cage.
Happy eggs, guys. Happy eggs
happy
aren't
eggs
happy.
Are the absolute worst.
I don't know if we can go into it because I get really upset.
But guys,
just don't
for now.
If you want to. I think with all of these things, if you're like, oh, but I want to know more. Why didn't these girls do their research? Oh, we have.
We've done it. We made the choice that we didn't want you to know. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Just take the Burford House chickens.
Yeah. Or what my main point was, so I beat myself up a lot about the egg thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you're vegetarian, you're vegan, or you literally say you're anything, I don't know, a celiac, anything, and then they see you eating something. Like, so the other day I was eating a Waitrose vegan Plowman's cheddar... platter of cheese.
Yes.
No, I was eating a Plowman's cheddar Plowman's sandwich that is, but it's not, it's vegan cheese. And I ran into somebody that I haven't seen for a while, but like I do know. And they were like, oh, thought you were vegan. And you're like, it's a vegan, it's obviously because I am vegan, so it's a vegan cheddar cheese.
It's
just like, get off vegan. My back,
and then,
do you know?
Your eyes
and
just
also,
turned black.
And then
blood ran down your face.
Lightning comes out of the heavens.
It is vegan.
I'm a vegan. Like, people are so quick to kind of jump on people. So say if someone's vegetarian and they decide like, okay, well, I'll have some shrimp. And they're like, I thought you're vegetarian. So what? You eat shrimp now? You're like, come on, let people live. It's really difficult to do this stuff. There are only about, I think there are only like I saw the 540,000 vegans that we know about, because I mean no one's asked me if I'm vegan, so no one knows.
I mean, that we know about,
well, like, how do people get that stat?
Where's that stat come from?
The Veganism Society.
There's only 540,000 of them.
Yeah, full vegans.
Where in the country?
In the UK.
There's 1.2 million Wiccans. I can't believe there's only half the number of vegans.
This is just according to the latest research by the Vegan Society. But apparently it's been going up. But also, there's nowhere to register that you're a vegan. So there'll be way more than that.
One's checked.
The point is that, like, you know, we're very quick to, like, label ourselves, being like, I'm a vegan. And then you're like, no, I'm a bad vegan.
Or
I'm a meat eater. But, like, I just spend my whole life in feeling guilt about eating meat. It's like, it's not our fault that we've been put in this situation where we've spent like the first however many years of our life being like, eat this, do this, fly everywhere. Here's some plastic. Isn't it great? And that, and now it's like, by the way, all of that is actually killing the world. And you're like, but I've literally grown up with it. Now, what are we supposed to do? So we have to just try our best.
Changed. I think on the, I thought you were vegan and you're having a shrimp. Issue. God. I think part of that stems from, if you look at like Extinction Rebellion, for example, who are protesting up and down the country recently, bringing climate change to the fore because the world's on fire and we've got 12 years. And not before the world burns, just before it becomes the tipping point, we pass the point of no return.
Again, have a look. If we start going into it, we'll talk very, very fast and stop
because
crying.
We're all very stressed out about it. Yeah. So just keeping it light. Anyway, so Emma Thompson. You all know Emma Thompson, Nanny McPhee, and other work.
That's the first one you went for. The one where she's unrecognisable.
I can
Love Actually. She's the Love Actually plot that you always cry at because Alan Rickman's cheating on her.
Love or is it love?
Okay, Tessa hasn't seen Love Actually.
No, is it Love Actually, or is it no? When she says,
no, "That's Hugo just... Boss," that's Hugh Grant. He says, "Love Actually is all around us."
He says, "Everybody does say Actually as well in it."
Do they?
You know? Yeah, it's just facts. And also in all of Richard Curtis's work, his first girlfriend left him for a man called Bernard. So there is a bad character called Bernard in every one of his movies.
That's good.
Anyway,
veganism.
Other
quotes
anyway,
that you were.
So she comes down to the protest. And she's talking and she's wearing her dungarees and she's being all cool and wonderful. And, you know, various tabloids ran with, you know, climate protester Emma flew here on a plane.
Everyone was saying that she was a hypocrite.
Yes. It's what always happens. Everybody, you know, you see lovely, incredible Greta Thunberg, amazing girl with the pink
eyes. Yeah, I know her, yeah. I mean, she's also the leader of the Extinction Rebellion.
Yes, absolutely.
But she also has pigtails.
But crucially, the pigtails, everyone. Yeah. And to which, you know, as soon as a child comes to prominence who is, like, unquestionably doing the Lord's work, you know, who's without fail doing
a good
thing.
Trying
to save the world. And rather than getting behind her, you know, all these, mostly old men, come out of the woodwork being like, my mother was in Eurovision. You're like, who gives a shit? Like, what's that got to do with anything?
My mother's a baker.
Yeah.
What's
you're like, so, like, it's basically the throwing stones from a distance, like, rather than...
And the embarrassment of having a 16-year-old tell you exactly what you know and you've done wrong and you've ignored.
And rather than look in the mirror... And say, gosh, you're right, I am bad. It's like, ugh, actually, I want to...
You're weird.
Rather than just letting somebody be higher than you, you're like, I need to bring them down to my level, rather than me trying to raise myself up.
Yeah, absolutely. Very
good. It's good wise stuff.
It's good wise business.
Anyway, veganism.
Veganism is a simple thing that you can do, but it's not. You don't have to go full vegan, but like it's a simple move towards it. And since I have been attempting, it is easier than I thought it would be. The only annoying thing is everyone being like, oh, how do you do that? And you have to talk about it a lot. People ask you like, oh, so you're vegan. Oh, so what do you eat? Why do you? And you're like, I just don't want to talk. Why? I don't ask you what you eat. It's quite it's a weird question.
So number one could be don't say. Don't tell anyone.
Don't say anything.
And if you could begin at home and be a vegan in the...
A vegan in the sheets.
In the sheets.
A vegetarian in the streets. A meat eater up the clock tower.
A meat eater up the clock tower. A meat eater... At your Aunt Janet's.
Sure.
Who's going to say, oh, what can we feed you?
And everyone's like, are you doing any allergens? And everyone's like, oh, shut up, don't say that.
If it's easier, you know, just to be like, no, lovely, whatever.
The steak's there, I'll eat the steak that's been made.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So maybe that's much easier and less stressful than being like, I now give myself this label. Maybe remove the label.
Yeah.
And be like, if I'm, or you know, you stop buying meat in the supermarket, whatever, but if you've gone to someone's house, much easier to be like, thank you for this lovely lasagna.
Of course, yes. But of course, you know, you don't have to. You can also do it in like a fun way that's just like, oh yeah, I'm vegan. And then when they ask, just be like, oh, it's boring to talk about, isn't it? And then they will agree because it is boring. And then you just change the subject. And you just
say something like, it's 40% of all the carbon emission in the world. And it's more than all of transport combined.
Is it?
All of transport combined.
Meat.
Meat. The production of meat.
Jesus Christ.
It's the felling of the rain. It's obviously the methane from the farts, which is so funny that it's very hard to take it seriously.
Yeah.
And it's the felling of the rainforests to make the fields for the cows.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then it's the transportation.
I think that's the thing that you say in your head. The water. The water's a big thing, isn't it? Also, like, people are so quick. Like, I ordered a vegan thing. Or no, I didn't even. I just ordered a thing. And someone was like, oh, you're vegetarian? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, are you vegan? And I was like, yeah. And then it sparked this whole thing where this guy was like, it's actually worse to be vegan for the environment than it is to not be.
God.
Because I don't know if you know, but almond milk, you know, uses this amount of water. And I was like, I don't drink almond milk.
The thing is,
and also, even if I did, shove it up your ass, mate.
I read those extensively because various people I follow on Facebook, you know, in the same way of the, rather than attempting to raise to your level, I'll just cut you down.
Yes.
Put out the like, oh, veganism is actually worse for the planet. That's shit. And their arguments were like full straw man arguments. They were like, this is nonsense.
Yes.
Like,
when he said that, it was like, oh, well, we don't have any, this conversation isn't going to go anywhere good because you're not correct.
Yes.
So I can't do anything here.
If you think you've read like one statistic on Lad Bible and you've decided that that's the case.
Yeah, then... but all the scientists saying the best thing you can do is go plant-based and not fly. And you're like, actually, flying's great for the environment. You're like, well, great, I can't really talk to you then, can I?
Yeah, because it's probably the end of this relationship.
Goodbye. So then I divorced him.
Oh.
Twist. We were married.
Twist. What a twist.
What a twist.
Absolutely whiplash from that.
You do want to go vegan. I think the easiest thing to do if you do eat meat now is to do it as ever in stages. So you just try to transition into vegetarianism.
Maybe
first.
It shouldn't have a label. Maybe it should be called progressive plant person.
Progressive plant. When you want to turn into a progressive plant person. Oh, I feel like that's worse.
Yeah. As soon
a
as
pod
I said
person.
It.
A plant man. A leafman? Planty. Oh, God. That reminds me of my dead plant, Planty.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Not even, okay, you know what? No labels. Names. Just in stages. First, just try to get rid of meat and try and look for, and don't think about like looking on the labels for whether it's vegan or not, but just look for like meat substitutes. Because there are some that are bullshit, but there are some that are all right. Like for example, like corn mince is actually genuinely great. Mm. Like bolognese, things like that. And it's got loads of protein in it. And it is very, you know, it's really good if you're, when you're sort of transitioning into trying kind of eat less meat. Also, it's quite fun. I found it quite fun going to like, I don't shop at places like Waitrose, but sometimes I'll go in and I'll just get the kind of fancy meat substitute from there and everything else from Tesco. I'm Tesco in the streets, Waitrose in the sheets.
Absolutely.
But Waitrose, when I'm eating meats.
There we go.
but some of them, you're like, that's bullshit. Mm. So I would argue, I would say like, don't go and be like, I'm going to buy this one sausage. And on that rests whether I get rid of meat. Because that sausage could be balls. It could be like a rubbish one. But there are so many different varieties now. It's quite fun to like try it out. So like, if one doesn't work, I'll just try the next one. Now I've found loads of things that are actually really tasty and really nice. And some of them are very close to meat, some of them aren't, but they just don't taste, they just sort of like give the meal a bit of a kick up the arse, you know? And there's so much, but I don't think you have to, you have to just like see it as like a fun challenge, not as a thing that's going to be like, well, this is absolute nightmare. Because it isn't. The only time it is a nightmare is when you are eating out. That is, that is a nightmare, because nobody wants to go to like, you know, the vegan place. It doesn't have a name, it's just a symbol. And God, I went
fed by water.
Yeah, there's that place, and it's really nice in Dalston. But trying to get someone to go there with me, I've eaten there four times. It's been on my own every single time.
That's for the best.
It's for the best. Yeah, I think eating out is like we'll deal with that in a minute because that's quite hard. But in terms of buying stuff, you can just see it's like a fun challenge, and just don't worry about eggs. Don't worry about like milk if you're like, but I love cheese. That cheese is the hard one, so you can leave that last. Or if you're like, I hate cheese, don't care about it. Get rid of it first. Like. Pick your battles. And then if you can't give, like if there's something you just can't give up, you're doing better than somebody who's not trying at all.
I think. You've come 1% of the way, and that's better than 0%.
Absolutely.
And also, if the thought of finding like a corn sausage or something does not excite you, remember that
excites me.
Yes.
I realise I sound very lame there. I actually find it really fun trying to find.
No. You do. I'm just saying, like, if personally, I don't want to have like a. So if the idea of a substitute doesn't thrill you,
yeah.
A lot of Indian meals are already vegetarian.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of Jamaican culture, a lot of Indian food, a lot of like
yeah, areas Turkish, which, like falafel, loads of Turkish tabula, food. Like, all that.
Like, it doesn't have to be that like plastic bake that. Bacon, faken, or
oh
whatever.
God, I can't stand
it. Doesn't
that,
have to
yeah.
be those things. You could have a Turkish breakfast that has, yes. you know, aubergines and hummus and all delicious.
Absolutely.
Stuff and that doesn't have to
there's,
be.
There's a really good book called I Could Never Go Vegan, and that's it's a good like starting off point for like recipe books, because it's got like loads, got like really good like desserts and stuff in there. It's also got like quite simple meals and things like that. And you just start like looking at loads of different vegan meals, because some of them look really boring. Sure. A mushroom on a bun, that's not a vegan burger, but people will tell you it is. Mm. But there are so many great Instagram profiles to follow that have just excellent recipe ideas. And also there's this great place called, a great profile called Accidentally Vegan. And there are so much stuff in just normal supermarkets that you don't realise, like Oreos are vegan, for example. Like
yeah.
things like that. You're like, that's cool. And so you don't have to eat boring shit, like,
no.
at all.
It's like if you try and go gluten-free, you can buy like the really quite crappy, like gluten-free flour, or you can get this fantastic chickpea flour. This amazing chickpea flour that obviously just makes it more sort of a savoury thing, but you can make sweet stuff with it. That
yeah.
is really cheap and really great. And
it's good for you. It's got
and
protein
it's really
in
good
it.
For you. Yeah. And it's been on the shelf for 50 years. It's not a response to like the gluten-free movement. It's like,
yeah.
it's already good and nice. And so if you go into a slightly different aisle in the supermarket, you're like, oh, a treasure trove.
Yeah,
there's all
yeah,
this
yeah.
stuff here that
yeah.
isn't like trying to pander to a market. It's just like already is plant-based.
Yeah, naturally plant-based. Mm. Yeah. Yes. And also the moment you start going on like you start following those Instagram like vegan Instagram things and looking online, you see like it's really helpful seeing people chat to each other about like, oh, this is a substitute that worked for me. Like I didn't realize, like, I don't, everyone knows I make a mug cake quite a lot, put loads of ingredients in a mug, put it in the microwave, put it off for 90 seconds, have a time for life. But like, you know, you put eggs, so I don't really make cakes, I make very simple cakes. But like
oh, you're talking to the inventor of pan pudding, so don't
I thought
you were
looking
me.
blank, but actually you were just like, yes.
I was just agreeing.
But like
mug is
I didn't realise
something.
That you can if you can't have eggs in, like if you're making like a proper cake, for example, like if you don't want to use an egg, you can use applesauce or you can use a banana. So you can there's things that are just genuinely like just as easy as cracking an egg that you can put in a cake and no one will know the difference at all. If you're somebody who doesn't really bake very much and like is like, well, yeah, well, like ready meals, like there's loads of those now. So Accidentally Vegan's excellent because it just shows you like all the ready meals in like Morrison's or Sainsbury's and Tesco, and also of course Waitrose, where you can just grab stuff and like you'll be in a lot of hummus. If you're into hummus, it's good news, because hummus is the best.
If not, try and like it.
Try and
or
like it.
Choose a different
it.
Dip.
Guacamole.
Make your own. If Anthony from Queer Eye Store does nothing, it's that if you smash an avocado, it becomes guacamole.
It becomes guacamole. It's fine. Also, there's this other thing which lots of chefs use, even not because it's vegan, just because it's better and creamier. There's this mayonnaise called Veganaise, and it's a little bit more expensive, so it could be a treat, but it's absolutely excellent, because mayonnaise was one of the big ones that I was like, I don't feel like the eggs and mayonnaise are happy. I feel like those chickens were not having a good time. So I'm trying to like eat the Burford, whatever they're called, the lovely brown with like orange yolks.
I think it's Burford House.
I think it's Burford House. Or there's also Clarence House ones as well. It's just delicious. And they just taste so much nicer as well. And try and like get rid of the eggs. When you see in a product like it has egg in it, I'm a bit like, do I really want this? And if I really want it, I have it. But if I'm like, no, I'm on the fence, I just don't. Because it's just, and then that makes me feel like, well, I'm doing something. I'm trying in some way. And also, like, yeah, people that I know who still eat meat, they have like 2 days a week they won't, and it kind of works. I think
that's the way to do it, is be like, oh, on Mondays, yes, yeah, start with Mondays, and because that's a boring day anyway.
Yeah. Oh no, hang on, wait a minute, because on Monday aren't you like, oh god, I've got to go back to work, and then you might want like a lovely bacon, lettuce and tomato sandwich. Feels like meat's very comforting for people. Like sausage and mash, because it's like Monday's shit. Whereas if it's like a Wednesday, you're like, oh, I don't care about Wednesday. Make that vegetarian. Who cares about Wednesday?
Mm, you make really good points. Choose your day at leisure.
Choose your day at leisure.
Choose your day.
We can't dictate to you which day.
And then it doesn't feel overwhelming, because it's just one day. You can do one day, for God's sake.
You can do one day.
And then I would make a list of your most high priority. I'd start with the meats, and then when you're feeling braver, transition to your dairy, and make a list of, like, starting at the top, like, the things that you will find the hardest. And I imagine, like, burgers, bacon, steak
sure.
would be high high contenders.
Yeah.
And then
cheese. Big one.
But if you're like, chicken, you know what?
Goodbye chicken.
And then you're like, oh great, I just don't eat chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing I don't do.
That's a great start.
And then it means that when you're in a restaurant, I don't eat chicken. And because we have them, but it's the least environmentally helpful one to stop having chicken. But it's also was the easiest one for me. So I was like,
fine.
And also when you see them walking around.
You don't want to eat them.
Coming in the kitchen to say hello. It's hard to eat a chicken. But I've never really liked chicken anyway. So no way am I impressive over here. But it's so easy then when you're looking at a menu, your eyes just like skim over chicken because you're like, I don't eat chicken.
Yeah, I had a really easy, switching out milk for oat milk was like the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that, like, it tastes sort of the same on cereal and it's kind of fine. But I know my boyfriend really likes tea and the idea of not having normal milk and tea is like, ugh, no, I don't want that. So that would be difficult for him. But like,
You might be listening being like, I live and die by the chicken. I must have chicken. I love it. I have it every single day. In which case, fine. Which is the one that is your, where's your give and take? In which case, give it away.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Pretty much all of the advice for how to go vegan is like slowly transition. And then each time you can be like, okay, just reevaluate. Okay, so what am I eating? Is there anything that can go? And is there anything that, because also weirdly your taste buds adapt with you. So I found out, I didn't go vegan because for environmental reasons. I am allergic to dairy and I didn't realise for a long time. I was quite ill. And then genuinely cutting out cheese made me very upset. Like I found it so upsetting. I was really, really sad. And then I found BioLife cheese, which is like, it just tastes like Edam, you know, quite like just plain cheese. And it completely revolutionized my whole life. Like it was so amazing to find something. So,
well, that's because cheese is like, you know, you have beans on toast and then you shave some cheese on it. Suddenly it's a meal. If you put hot cheese on anything,
it's a meal. Pasta with pasta sauce and no cheese. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. My meal's bald.
I've got a bald meal. Mm-hmm.
That was the hardest thing for me, but I still managed to kind of like find a way. And now I'm, as the more and more cheeses are being made and like all of the supermarkets have their own, some of them are horrific. My God. But some of them are amazing. Like, BioLife has a new feta, which is genuinely gorgeous. It's so creamy and delicious. But now, when I've accidentally had cheese, like once or twice in the last like 5 years, and it tastes odd to me. So my taste buds completely switched. Which, sure, that could sound quite upsetting and sad, but actually it's quite good because it means that, yeah, you just like adapt. It's like when people haven't had sugar for like a year and they're like, actually, I find apples really sweet now. And you're like, God, you're boring. But also, how have your taste buds done that? That's amazing. Mm. If you slowly make your way, then your mouth will catch up. Sounds weird, doesn't it? But it is true.
Start your feet moving.
It is true.
Towards a different aisle.
Yes. The other thing that people forget about vegan is it's not just what you put in your mouth.
Oh, no.
So,
God.
Leather. Yes, okay. Leather and wearing animals. If you're somebody who's listening, you're like, but I can't live without my newly shot fur coat. Like, well, I don't know. Just don't do that.
I think if you're wearing new fur, like, there's a reason come people on. Get paint thrown on them. Like, come
also,
on.
Also, it's quite horrifying. Like, sometimes you see the little paws on it. And you're like, what are you, like...
Awful.
It's awful. People genuinely still do the thing where it's like, oh, look, that's a head of an animal. If you're doing that, I think don't do that. I think that's one of the easiest switches. Fake fur, dreadful for the environment, really, really bad, because all, like, microfibers and they'll just get everywhere. But, like, it's better than shooting an animal, I think.
The old fur.
Old fur!
Oh, my God,
go into
there.
The bin! Go into an old woman's bin outside a mansion. I'm guessing that's where you're getting it from. No, vintage shops. Go to
a car boot sale.
But I think it's still weird, like, because old fur is like, oh, look, that's the fox's head on that scarf. And then if you wear it, you look like you're from the Game of Thrones, the North.
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's not good. I think it's not a fashionable thing to wear an actual animal, is it?
No. I just think...
Like a black fur coat, though, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no paws or little feet or
hoofs. No, like a coat. And given that it's already there...
Yeah, then you...
If you fancy a fur coat, you go get an old one, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
It'll be £10. Probably pay to have it custom made after you've bought it.
Probably good. Yeah.
For the price you'd pay for a new
fur coat, yeah, it's like thousands of pounds. Yeah.
Go buy yourself an old one, and if it doesn't really fit properly, like, we'll spend the spare cash.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, I just got this from a car boot, and it was like, just...
That's Tessa telling me about her fur coat.
I just got this from a car boot, and it's got a little face on it. I think I did it with... I'm so jealous of people who've managed to, like, in any way customise anything.
Yeah, I can see that was something that you've been thinking about just in general.
Yeah, because I feel like I met people where I'm like, oh my goodness, your coat's amazing. And like, thank you, I just had it made.
Yeah, or like, I had it taken in.
I had it taken in, like, and I designed it. And like, I just found this from a vintage shop, and then I cut the sleeves and lapel off, and now it's amazing. And I'm like, I've never successfully cut the sleeves or lapel off anything. I don't think I haven't tried.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do, you know, when I was younger, like, oh, these jeans are too short. Pop them into shorts. I can't do that. Couldn't do that.
Oh, did you look like you were like a lost boy or
lost
something?
Lost boy. Either too long or too short, or one's too long and one's the other's too short, or the pocket things, the inside pockets are flapping below where I've cut them.
That's quite trendy these days.
It is, but that's only if it's like hemmed properly, like not if it's like wonky and the pockets are hanging out. Really bad. Like, and it was really like, but hang on, so if I can't do this, I'm not going to start like lopping off collars and I'll just turn it into a little crop top. Good for you.
Yeah.
Too much.
I'm really carrying the weight of that around.
Yeah, tailoring. Yeah, because I was like, I don't think many people buy big fur coats and have them tailored, because they're quite big and they're supposed to be quite like that. But you clearly, tailoring was on your mind, is what I'm saying.
I was just thinking about that time. Do you remember we once went to that vintage kilo sale many years ago with the pouring rain?
Yes.
And I said, we need to get there really early because the queue would be so big. And then we were there for hours.
Two people.
It was us, and we were the queue.
You kept holding up this stuff, being like, I'll probably just get it taken out.
Yeah. Exactly. So I bought so much stuff that day because you filled a bag for £1 or something. Yeah. So obviously I was like carting home kilos of the stuff. And I bought this fur thing there that I was like, I'm going to make, like, trims to things. I was like, I'll take this fur and I'll make, like, a fur cuff.
You're obsessed with cuffs.
I just think, look, one time I saw a girl with fur cuffs.
I know.
I want to make a cuff. Anyway, then it lived under the sofa, in the drawer under the sofa for years.
Of course.
Until my housemates threw it out.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. I remember there was a lot of, on that day, a lot of Tessa holding up, like, hideous clothing and being like, this detailing there. And you're like, yes, but look at the rest of it. Like, just pop that detailing off, pop it on something else. You're absolutely not going to do that.
I behave at those things as though I run a vintage couture shop and have for years.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, that'll be perfect for, or a sort of I'm doing the costume department for a children's play.
Yeah, definitely. It's lovely to watch, but terrifying for you.
I remember saying, like, but what if there's a production of Fantastic Mr. Fox or something, and I've got this fur? And I'm like, but I don't work at a primary school.
Yeah, that will never happen. No one will ever say that to you.
No one will ever say to me, have you got any fur?
So, but anyway, back to the
point is, sorry,
shop secondhand.
There's a website called ThreadUp, which takes unsold like sample stock and things, and so things were otherwise going to landfill, whatever.
Great.
And then it sells those on. And also there's an Instagram girl called The Salvaged Project, who just does secondhand stuff on her Instagram, but it's just
amazing.
Like, puts a picture. Instagram is such a, like, you put a picture up, you say, like, anyone want this?
And then you just buy it.
Then you say, like, DM me and I'll give you my bank details, and then they put it in the post.
You're, yeah,
like,
it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Of course we can just do that.
We've taken total control of, like, e-commerce.
Yeah.
People just putting something in their stories, being like, anyone want this?
Yeah, and like, and things like, you know, you just looking at, obviously it's a whole different podcast because it's about, like, fashion now, but, like, things like, obviously, you know, getting some lovely leather boots, you're like, or not, like, get yeah. them secondhand. Like, there will be that style, that exact style might not be there, but maybe hold out and find it on eBay, maybe, because that's mm-hmm. someone who's bought it and then is selling it on. That's not just, like, new. They're not making it. They're not... And that is just for the price difference. But I'm also sorry that my tortoise is walking quite loudly in the background. If you can hear that, I'm sorry. But that is also probably more environmentally friendly as well, because it's not
already been bought
from
once.
It's already been bought once. So you're doing them a favour, because otherwise it'd be in the bin. It is tricky as well. Like, I didn't realise that honey wasn't vegan. I've been eating honey. Like, I've been like, support the bee industry. Mm. Just, I don't even like honey. Absolutely. But apparently the honey industry is really bad. And like... really sad.
There's definitely harm-free honey out there.
Yes, there is. And like, it's that awful thing that we were saying about how like farmers markets are bullshit because they're just so expensive and so not for everybody. But if you can afford to go to those things and get, like, you know, locally sourced honey or locally sourced, it's so much better than getting it from a supermarket. But realistically, lots of people can't do that. I can't do that. So I'll just have to try and minimise what I do and try and make sure that, you know, okay, fine, I'm going to spend all my money on eggs. And that means that I buy the really cheap chopped tomatoes in a can. Sure. Like, things like that you're like, right, you just have to do the best that you can. And I hope it didn't sound preachy, because I don't think we should be preaching.
Well, I'm prepared to get on Greta Thunberg's wagon here and be like, it's the time to preach.
It's the time to preach. Yeah, it really is. And
I think
choose
one expensive area. Like, are you going to invest in nice eggs or nice plastic-free toilet roll or something in your life? You're like, you can't have all of the things at this level.
Yeah.
But maybe you pick one. You're like, this is my contribution.
This is my thing.
Where
and
I'm prepared
to not
pay
eating
money.
Meat, even just for a couple of days a week, is so much better than eating meat. Mm. That fact about the transport thing has blown my dick off. It's amazing.
A positive bit of
facts
to end
on
here.
Positive
some positive stuff. This is something I've been obsessed with for a really long time. It's cultured meat or grown meat.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you can grow meat in like a stem cell.
Christ, in a lab.
In a lab.
Okay.
Right. And so you're like, well, if you can, like when they started 3D printing a lung or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember those
really
days?
It's like, okay, now there's a lung there. Like, I don't
printed a lung.
Or it doesn't matter what they do and how they explain it and how many times I see it. In my head, I just think of a piece of paper coming out and
of
a picture
fax
of a lung.
Machine.
Yeah,
you're like, I guess that's a lung now.
I put that in my body. Yeah.
3D printing blows my mind.
It's too much.
Anyway, so once I started doing that, I was like, well, just keep printing the meat then.
Yeah, like, of course.
Just put... What's the problem? What's the problem here? I just started shouting at the scientists, knocking on the window, being like, grow a steak.
I've sorted it out, guys.
Print a steak. Anyway, so I looked into why it is so difficult, and obviously because it's science and they're trying really hard.
Yes.
But people are giving it a good go.
Yeah.
So me shouting has helped.
Well done.
Winston Churchill in 1931 even said, we'll soon escape the absurdity of growing a whole chicken in order to eat just the breast or wing by growing these parts separately. Under a suitable medium. So even way back then, before they could even conceive of the technology, they understood the idea that, like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And that's in the 30s, way before we really fucked up.
Yeah.
And
then continued to fuck up for years.
And so they have, basically since the 70s, been really taking it seriously. And in 2012, they managed to produce a burger that was completely grown, lab grown.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
And so various people, some people are into the fish, some people are making pigs, some people are making burgers. Various organizations, like the Dutch government or PETA, P-E-T-A, the
always... who occasionally go too far. Quite
sometimes it's too much.
But I like their vibe.
Certainly. In 2008, they offered $1 million prize to the first company that could bring a lab grown chicken to consumers.
Excellent.
And people managed to do it. Anyway, in 2012, they managed to produce this burger. No, sorry, 2013. It was eaten at a demonstration in London. And it cost... it took 2 years to make this burger and cost $300,000.
Right, so that's...
So, whoa, whoa, whoa. So okay. That was in 2012.
Okay.
And now, in 2019, the same burger costs $9.
Oh my God. So now it's just for rich people, but that'll keep going.
Yeah.
Let's bring it down. Bring them price. Go and shout at them again.
No, well done. Carry on.
Now for the poor people.
You're doing so well. So in that very short space of time, to go from $300,000 to $9 in the space of 5 years
is amazing.
Pretty phenomenal.
Keep going.
Keep going. And so we will get there to a point when we can... red meat and chicken and fish and all of these things don't have to be, it doesn't have to, you know, people who are like, but we need it. And to an extent, I can believe that idea that, like, you know, that you do feel better if you've eaten red meat or whatever.
Absolutely,
it's just the planet cannot cope with our need at the moment. And so we are moving towards that. And one of the things they've come up against is that, like, people are like, ugh, it was grown in a lab. Whereas, like, which I do understand, but to an extent, you're like, well, the other one died.
Yeah.
The other one was, like, hung upside down and bled to death in a slaughterhouse. Like, how can you be like, ugh, what's in it? Like,
but there's no harm come to
that. It's crazy. And so a lot of focus groups are sort of trialing the idea of calling it, like, clean meat. Or green meat. Or, like, trying to find a word that doesn't sound like lab-grown meat.
Science
meat. Because I think something that, like, climate change, for example, Dick Cheney's government in America made the choice to move from it being called global warming to climate change.
Yeah.
So climate change just feels like something that happens. And, like, that's just the world has been... It goes through an ice age, and now it's this. The humans weren't involved. Whereas, like, global warming is, like
when will it stop?
When what's happening? You
are
know,
we going
it's
to
getting,
boil?
It's getting hotter.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, climate change, everyone's like... I don't think it's a real issue.
It does sound a lot gentler, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Exactly. Yeah. And that was an active choice to change it. And so,
bastards.
Similarly, if we can roll out clean meat and everyone's like, yes, please.
Yeah, I'll eat that clean meat. Better than dirty meat, surely.
Or super meat, the one in Israel is called.
Super meat, that's great.
Super meat.
I love super meat.
Right, let's get behind that.
You can hear all like the lads being like, time for a super meat burger, mate.
Yeah, are you having a super meat?
Rather than you can't hear like lab-grown meat.
Yeah,
mate. No.
No, but super meat, we can
super
all get behind.
Great. Great.
Well, so positives.
Well, that is positive.
The clever people are working
They're
on it.
They're working on it. We're trying. And also, positives are, you don't have to be like the most vegan person in the world. You can just be a bit and just try if you can. If you want any like...
Small positive change.
Small positive change. Go and Accidentally Vegan on Instagram. Just have a look around. Get some books. Just do some fun research about like, oh, what's my favourite food? Well, is there an alternative? Like, what can I do? Start thinking buying your clothes secondhand. You don't have to wear a cow. Maybe new. He's already dead. Get that one. Thank you so much. Tweet us if, I don't know, we said anything outrageously wrong or offensive. And also, just for some love, at NobodyPanicPod. And email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, I'm at Stevie M, the S is a 5.
I'm at Tessie Coates, just your classic letters, alphabetical letters.
Classic letters in the correct order. And we'll see you next week with someone else, not me. But
who will it be? It's me and Dr. Parker. Join in for...
the most awkward podcast. How to be in a shell.
It might be how to come out of your shell.
How to come out of your shell.
It's about being better at parties. And she's got some anecdotes.
She's quite bad at parties.
And come and see us on June the 10th. We'd love to have you.
We would love to have you. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.